fancy trash up in about 15 minutes, but we're going to play a lot of new music right now. Start off with something by Speed Fossil, and I said we'll be back with Josh in about 15 minutes or so. Here we go. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar. That was brand new stuff by Senseless Optimism called I'll Be Good. Speed Fossil with Magic Trick. I think they have a full length coming out shortly. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. That's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, I'm going to play a couple more, and then we'll be back with Josh. This is a new one by One Fall off of their great new EP called Spine First. They just won the Rumble, well, last year. Great band, though. Here we go.
Boxes of mystery.
All right, that was Here We Are, off of the Family Township's new release, 20th Century Wasters, One Fall, a song called Surrounder of Spine First. 812 WMFO in Medford. Here with Josh from Fancy Trash. How you doing?
Hello, doing all right. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So, it was a bit to talk about because this band has been around a bit, but had a bit of a, I guess you'd call it a break. So let's go back for a bit to, is it 2002, the formation?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, the group started back in 2002 in Northampton. Dave Houghton, singer and guitarist, Jason Smith, drummer, and myself, Josh Thayer, on bass. Yeah, and we, it was sort of a chance meeting for Dave and I. We were both kind of, we auditioned for another band and then swapped numbers at the end of practice.
That's funny.
And then we got together later. After he ran into his old friend Jason on the streets of Northampton, they knew each other from high school. And we started playing in 2002, and like 2 weeks later, we're gigging. So it sort of just took off.
So it was kind of quick. Once you found each other, it was kind of quick.
Yeah, yeah, totally. We were lucky enough that people kind of heard some stuff early, and we immediately started getting some offers for gigs and had some cool stuff locally, like pretty quickly.
And then in the Northampton area.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Based out of there. Still feels like that's our home base, even though we're spread out across the state these days.
That happens over time, right?
Yeah.
Fancy Trash. Who come up with a name? And I usually ask bands, unless their name is obvious, like a guy's name and the, but if it's a name that's, I always find it interesting about origins of the name of the band.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, it came from, I think, an anecdote that Dave had from working days, I think, driving around. And he, the story I recall is there was a guy that he would drive in a truck with who sort of resented that Dave would go out and play rock and roll. So he would sort of be like, ah, you're nothing, man. You're just fancy trash.
That's funny. And
so I think we were doing an open mic in one of those first couple weeks. Yeah. And the host of the open mic was like, okay, what do I call you guys? And just off the top of his head, Dave said, yeah, we're Fancy Trash. And because we started gigging right away, it just kind of stuck.
So, that's how it happens sometimes, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick hitter. You found out your name. And so how many years was... And then we have before the Sessions recording in 2007, is that one?
Yep.
Between like 2002 and 7, did you just gig out a lot? Did you record?
Yeah, yeah, we did... we kind of pretty early started recording ourselves in the basement. I had like a bunch of rickety, an old PC and a bunch of cracked recording software and three or four microphones of various quality. And so we started recording ourselves pretty quickly and gigging a bunch. We're basically for those first 6, 7, 8 years of the band, we were playing almost every weekend around regionally, probably like Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, we'd play out.
Right.
And then we booked 1.5 to 2 week tours a couple times a year, just self-booking. I was booking, like, messaging people through MySpace.
MySpace was a thing then.
Yeah. Pre-Facebook, pre-YouTube, or very early YouTube days. And we would do kind of a loop from Northampton out to Chicago, down to Nashville, sort of across North Carolina, and then up the East Coast. It was fun. A few times a year, we'd do that. And we put out, we did two things sort of self-released initially, our first full length and then an EP. And then our third record, which was part of the same batch of songs as the EP, but we sort of cracked it into two releases. That wound up getting picked up by a small independent label called 9 Mile Records. So we put that out in 2006, called 3 Cheers for the Cheated. And then there was another record after a couple years after that called For the Kids. And then 2012 was a full length called As Is. And that's been a bit of a break now.
Yeah, I think I played As Is on this show.
Yep.
Yeah. So you were busy early on, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were, you know, we had different lives 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But
how were those tours like when you'd play a place like Chicago where no one knew who you were? Was that what was that like? Was that weird trying to, because you were kind of known around here, I'm sure, for a couple of years? you had like your people that would go to your shows. Not groupies, for lack of a better word. That would you could rely on so many people to show up.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Western Mass in particular, you know, Northampton scene really kind of embraced us early on. We worked to kind of build up a bit of a Boston scene. We kind of settled in at Toad. That was our kind of main venue in Boston. When we would go out on the road, it was a real mixed bag, right? It kind of would depend. Luckily, you know, Dave had done a lot of touring with his previous band, which is called The Regers. They were based out of Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And he had toured a lot with The Regers. And so he had connections and he had friends kind of spread out in some places. We had other, some bands that we were friends with in Northampton, like The Drunk Stuntmen and Ware River Club, who they did a lot of touring as well. And so they would set us up basically and say, hey, go here and play these people, this venue, and talk to these people. By the time I would email them or find them on MySpace and message them, they would say, oh, yeah, Steve from Drunk Stuntmen already called us and told us to book you, so come on by. So we would go show up at these places, and they would be, you know, a pocket of folks that were fans of friends of ours who then just would become our fans because our friends told them to like us, right? So that would happen a lot. And I think our tours were probably maybe third or two-thirds, that kind of stuff. And then maybe the rest was we're playing in, you know, a place in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to the bartender and one other person, right?
But that's the gist of it. That's how it goes, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I remember that there was a venue down there, and it was like, to book it, you had to reach Mr. Mouse on the payphone at the venue, right, at just the right time. Like, it was the only way to get a hold of him and book the show.
But I think it's cool when you go, because I've been to plenty of local shows with bands I thought would be like, should be the next thing, a plan nationally. And sometimes they were well attended, but sometimes, like you said, there was a pocket of maybe 10, 20 people there. But the band always, you have to guess, play whether there's 200 people or two people there. You have to kind of give it your all.
There's a guy in Northampton scene named Ray Mason, and I always sort of quote him. I don't know how I heard this quote. Yeah. It was second or third hand. But he, the paraphrasing it, he says something like, I play the same show for 8 people as I do for 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, right? It's like...
He's not knocking it out of the pocket.
The scale is smaller, but, you know, play the same show and put what you have out there, you know?
Well, I heard a band I'm very familiar with that I go see a lot. And he said I went to him, one show, there was maybe 10 of us there. And he said, I'd rather play to 10 people that care than 100 people that are down here to see me.
Yeah.
So I guess you got to find a way to, you know, to make it work. And so let's get to the Pushkin Sessions.
Sure.
That was, I'll let you tell it, but how'd that come about? Because that was kind of put to bed, more or less, and resurfaced, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, totally. I'll try to tell the sort of short story. But
you get time, you're good.
Basically, we, around our 5-year anniversary, so 2007, we knew we wanted to play a show that was sort of like special in some way. And so we had the idea to sort of double the size of the band for that show, invite a few friends up. We had one drummer turnover during the first few years. We started with Jason, and then we had a guy named Ben Lane who came in when Jason got kind of busy with life.
Yeah.
And so Ben did a lot of the touring with us years 2 through 5, maybe. So we brought Jason back to join us and do like a double drummer thing for this special show. And then we thought, well, let's have a couple other folks join us too. So we brought in a friend named Thane Thompson, who plays in a great Northampton band called The Figments, to play piano and keyboards. And then a friend named Katie Schneider came in to do some lap steel and pedal steel. And so we sort of prepped for this 5-year anniversary show with this double size, fancy trash, whatever, expanded band. And so we played that show, and it was really kind of fun to like hear the songs that way, and it brought sort of a different energy. And we knew we probably couldn't tour with a 6-piece band because, you know, if you're playing to 2 people in Chapel Hill, you're not going to be able to feed the band.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to capture this in some way, and we thought, well, let's go into the studio. And Jason, the drummer in the band, knew a guy who was working at a studio in Greenfield, Mass, called the Pushkin. That's now evolved. It became Bank Row Recordings, and now it's part of the Hawks and Reed, which is a sort of big multi-level venue out in Greenfield. So we booked 2 days at the Pushkin studio and went in there for a couple days in November. I remember that it was the first day was freezing cold, and the second day everybody came in with like 3 extra layers on.
Right.
And we just kept set up sort of all live and ran through 15 tunes. I think two or three or four takes a piece.
But all fairly quick. It wasn't like...
Yeah, pretty quick. 2 days, run through. Like, we were pretty well rehearsed
at
that point.
That's a lot of tunes to bang out in 2 days.
Yeah, yep.
You get it done quickly.
And we sort of walked away from there with... we got the files, you know, put onto a hard drive and walked away, not really quite sure what to do. And then my life kind of changed, and I wound up moving to Boston, and I left the group for a while, and those files kind of just came with me. Right? They were packed on my computer and then exported onto CDRs, and they were on a spindle. And they just lived there for the last 15 years.
It's a long time to ferment.
Yeah. And nobody's listening to them. We didn't have any mixes or anything. Last year, I was moving homes and going through stuff in the basement to pack it up and figure out what we needed to move. And I found this bin of fancy trash artifacts, and in there was this spindle. And I had just started playing again, like reconnected with mm-hmm. Dave and Jason, and we were getting ready, gearing up for some shows for this year. And
just coincidentally, you guys had started.
Yeah, yeah, unrelated. We had
prior to you discovering this stash of
right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we had started playing together. I guess the story is last year, 2022.
Yeah,
there was. A birthday party getting organized for a fan from the early days, and somebody had the idea like, oh, he loved the band, but he liked the original lineup, so maybe we can get the original lineup together. And so Dave reached out and said, hey, do you want to come play this private party with us to kind of, you know, present the original Fancy Trash lineup again? So we did that, and I hadn't played. Dave and I got together one time to kind of run through the songs, and then I hadn't played with Jason in 15 years until he counted four, and we were in.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was super fun to play again, and we thought, well, let's try to do some more. So we booked out some shows and started booking for 2023. And then while we were doing that, I was also when I was moving, and I found that spindle. So two unrelated, but they wound up sort of syncing, and we said, well, let's try to see if we can support this release this year and book some stuff to kind of build some buzz, and that's what we're leading to next weekend.
So if you didn't move, it might still be dormant somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Right.
The move.
Right. So we owe the housing market
to the Pushkin Sessions, kind of.
Yes. Yeah.
In a weird kind of way.
Yep. Managed to pull them out, and we kind of it took some work because they were all like separate tracks on 30 different CDRs, and I had to kind of reassemble the songs, and then I did some rough mixes, and we listened to them. We said, yeah, you know, these are probably worth putting out there. So we packaged them up, and I sent them over to a great mix engineer out in Northampton, this guy Mark Miller, who's sort of a legend in the local Northampton scene. He's worked with all the heavyweights from out there, like Dinosaur Jr. and Sonic Youth. And, he's worked with Amanda Palmer and all these other acts. But he's also been super instrumental with the Northampton sound of the Northampton scene as well. Worked a ton with a really great band called the Stone Coyotes. And so we sent the tracks over to Mark, and we sort of said, hey, Mark, like, here's 15 songs. They all recorded kind of the same way over 2 days, same configuration, except for a couple songs had maybe a swap of pedal steel to lap steel or something like that. And he said, yeah, no problem. He was psyched to pick it up, and he made it sound awesome.
So
he, in our, you know, biased, of course, because I'm involved, but I think he really knocked out of the park and kind of captured the vibe of those sessions.
Yeah, no, I'm going to play a couple now. You know, the singles I've heard are great. I don't know what order I have them in here, but I'm going to play two, and then I'm going to come back and talk a bit about the actual show's coming up. And I'm going to premiere one, right, before we get out of here?
Yeah.
But here's a couple from the Pushkin Sessions.
So long, I don't believe you. same. Cause home is a phase that I'm feeling. Cause when it's dark and I have lost all meaning. and the stars are scattered and gone with the view. So wherever you're going, won't you take me with you?
Great stuff. That was Nestles, and before that, Lost in the Evening, both off the Pushkin Sessions. Which is it released? Not yet.
It comes out Friday.
Friday.
Yep.
You want to talk a little bit about those two songs?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I can. I guess broadly, I can say the whole. This is a collection of 15 tunes recorded in 2007, found and resurrected in 2023. These are songs from the first 5 years of the band. So they're songs that have appeared on other things before and since we recorded this stuff. But not in this configuration.
Right.
So this is a little bit of a different recorded sound for Fancy Trash with a six-piece band, all live. Mm-hmm. The closest we've come yet to a live recording from Fancy Trash, what it's like to be in a room with the band while we're doing the thing that we do. And those two songs, Lost in the Evening, a little bit more of kind of an indie folk thing. Nestles, there's something kind of... I don't know, coiled up inside that tune that really,
Something ready to blow.
Yeah, yep, yep.
You know, it's like, it's on the cusp of going over the top. It's right there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a real hint for people that haven't heard the band before. It's a real kind of hint and taste of what you get when you come see us.
And this is going to be a digital release?
Yeah, all digital.
You can get it like probably, I assume, on like Bandcamp and things like that, or
if you want to support the band with a little bit of cash, of course, yes, Bandcamp, you can purchase the downloads there, but it'll be on all different streaming platforms. Yeah,
that's the normal jargon now. Available on all streaming platforms.
Basically everywhere. If you listen to music somewhere, you'll
Apple,
be able to find this.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
And we get some release shows coming up. For this.
Yeah, there's two shows this coming weekend. So timed with the release of the record, we'll be playing Friday out in East Hampton, Mass, which will be a fun show. And then here, sort of in the listening area for the station, mm-hmm. We'll be in Somerville at the Burren on Saturday night, this coming Saturday, with a great band called Honest Mechanic, duo.
Yeah, I know them.
Opening up. Yeah, Paul from the Grown Up Noise and Susan mm-hmm. Cataneo. That show. It starts, doors are at 6, show starts at 7.
Yeah, they're early shows.
Right, and it'll be all wrapped up by 9 because they have other acts come in for the evening shows.
The kids come in. It's like the old days. We talked about this. Josh is a neighbor of mine, so we chat now and then. We talked about the old days when you go to Rat and to Spit and Axis, and that's what would happen. It'd be the band would come in, and they'd shut it down early because they get the kids in for their disco or whatever they were doing, their dance music. That kind of vibe going on at the Barron. But that's a great room. I like that Barron a lot.
Yeah, it's really great. We were there in January. It was super great. We love the vibe and the feel of that room. Great crowd. So hopefully, we're looking forward to it again.
And that's going to be the three. It's not going to be the full six. Or is it going to be?
No, trio. So we've been playing with the original lineup of the band again, Jason, Dave, and myself, guitar, drums, and bass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it should be really fun. And we'll be warmed up because we'll be in East Hampton the night before, so we'll be raring to go.
East Hampton, your old stomping grounds, more or less.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see all our old friends and crowd and audience out there, and then hit the pike and head east like we used to.
We're gonna play a premiere now from the Pushkin Sessions. So I'm gonna play that, and we'll come back and chat a bit about that. But this is "Blow Your Kisses." Is that the name of it?
Right? Yep, "Blow Your Kisses." Yep.
Brand spanking is a premiere. Never heard before, I don't think, on the airwaves, right?
Yeah, not this version.
Of
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
can all just sink in with reasons changing like a leaf, but you know I just didn't. I just didn't. No, I don't know to listen, comprehension.
There you have it, Blow Your Kisses from the Pushkin Sessions. And that was a premiere. But I'm sure are you going to play the whole thing in its entirety at this? Or you don't know about that yet?
We have probably, I don't know if we'll play every song off it, because it's 15 songs, it's a lot of material.
Right.
But we got some other stuff and a few new tunes, actually, that we want to get in the mix. So there'll be a healthy sampling from the Pushkin Sessions, for sure.
Yeah, and before I let you get out of here, we talked off here a bit. You're not quite sure what direction you're going to take next. You're going to kind of flesh it out a little bit and see what you got.
Yeah. The sort of, these are the only shows we have booked right now, intentionally to kind of keep some months open so we can focus a bit on writing and arranging and kind of figuring out, like, what's the next phase of the group. It's been 20 years of, a batch of tunes that have worked pretty hard, and I think we want to start to figure out how do we write tunes in 2023? We're spread out across the state a little bit now, so what does that mean? How do we use technology? What does it look like? What's the next phase of the band look like?
Right, but is it safe to say something's going to happen?
I think so, yeah. Our intention is to figure out the next batch of tunes, basically.
And do you think it will be with the three of you, or will you branch out again to pull in a few other plays, or...
Yeah, that's a good question. I think right now the idea is we really like the feel over the last year as we've been playing as this trio again. There's a lot of good space and sort of breathing room. So we're kind of interested in seeing like what does it feel like when we take this vibe, this energy of the group, and figure out how we flesh it out for sort of the next era, right?
Yeah. All right, cool. It's only an hour show, as we've discussed. Well, but that's another story, so to speak. But yeah, thanks for coming in again, and I'll see you at the show.
Burn. Thanks. Burn on Saturday night.
Yep. I think everyone should get out there. It's great songs, great batch of songs. So thanks for coming in, Josh. And,
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to play. I'm going to change gears a little now. This is something by Emil and the Sniffers, and I'll be back in a little bit before we get out of here.
Sometimes I hate the mirror. I wanna peel off its face. I'm so afraid. Sometimes I think I've lost it. I think I need to be alone in this charade. Maybe, maybe, might be, could be. Maybe, maybe, who knows? Spiral out against the window pane. I'm laughing.
That was a quick one by the Spastic Hearts. The song was called Rocket Ship. Before that, Sloth Rust with Maybe Maybe. Springsteen, of course, with Radio Nowhere. Emil and the Sniffers with Hurts off of Comfort to Me. Emil and the Sniffers just played the Roadrunner. They're a great band. They're from Australia, I believe, not from these parts. But I checked that out. Good show. Want to thank Josh once again for coming in and check out his show at the Burren with Fancy Trash this Saturday night. He's still here. He's tied to me because I was right in here, so he's still here. But we're gonna get out of here. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Thanks for listening. Close with something by Social Distortion, and we'll see you next week. Box up.